you might come back and you won't find me, you'll find my grave. I can't imagine that. It's so painful to leave Medina. Anyway, imagine the Prophet ﷺ himself taking you and the Prophet ﷺ looking at you and saying, next time you come, you're probably just going to find the masjid in my grave. So Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, baka Mu'adhun, jasha'an li firaqi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mu'adh started to weep. He absolutely broke down. Like, what? This was all good until this part, right? Like, you told me you love me, you gave me advice on how to lead. Ya Rasulullah, what are you talking about? I'm going to come back and find a grave instead of you and find the masjid? I'm not going to see you again? And the Prophet ﷺ said, La tabki ya Mu'adh, don't cry, O Mu'adh. فَأَقْبَلَ بِوَجْهِهِ نَحْوَ الْمَدِينَةِ The Prophet ﷺ turned back towards Medina. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسَ بِي الْمُتَّقُونَ مَنْ كَانُوا وَحَيْثُ كَانُوا Mu'adh, the people that are closest. The people that are closest to me are the people of taqwa, whoever they are, wherever they are. Meaning, it's okay. I'm bidding you farewell. You're not going to see me again in this dunya. But the connection to me, it transcends time and place. So you're going to go to Yemen. I'm sending you to Yemen. When you come back, you're going to find a grave and you're going to find a masjid. But the Prophet ﷺ says this as he's looking back at Medina, as if even he knows, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Medina will not be the same without him. He knows it, alayhi salatu wa sallam. So he's looking back at Medina, and he's telling Mu'adh, the muttaqun always stay close to me. People of taqwa, people of piety, they stay connected to me, whoever they are, wherever they are. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. Allahumma ameen.